This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy Nicky. Globally, nearly 271,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there has been more than 3.9 million confirmed infections. Approximately 77,000 people in the United States died from the virus, and there are nearly 1.3 million confirmed infections. The U.S. Department of Labor says an additional 3.2 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, taking the total to more than 33.5 million since the start of the shutdown intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The number of laid-off workers receiving aid is now equal to 15.5% of the workforce eligible for unemployment benefits. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman on Thursday responded to a series of criticisms from U.S. politicians over COVID-19, including that of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, citing contradictions in the U.S. government's actions. In response to some who accused China of delays and cover-ups which led to the spread, Hua Chongying, the spokeswoman with the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said Thursday that reports from U.S. health organizations have already proven otherwise. Hua also raised the question of how the U.S. is treating its own whistleblowers when its politicians frequently attack China's handling of whistleblowers like former naval ship Captain Brett Crozier, who was fired over his concerns about a COVID outbreak on his ship that went public. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman urged the U.S. to stop the blame game as the U.S. Has people's lives at risk. This is VOA News. Despite mounting pressure to stop using police to enforce social distancing, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is continuing to stand by the controversial practice, saying Thursday that we're not going to sidestep the NYPD. Our newly surfaced video of social distancing enforcement gone wrong in New York City showed a police officer tackling a black man for mouthing off. Another showed an officer punching a man in the head as he laid pinned to the sidewalk, unable to fight back. Police watchdog agencies say the video suggests that officers are using social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic as a pretext to harass people of color along the lines of stop and frisk. That's a practice curtailed in recent years in which officers stop people on the streets and search them for weapons. It's widely discussed that smartphone technology can play a role in enabling countries across the world to get back to normal. In Europe, a coalition is forming around the best approach and using it to trace infections. Its backers hope it'll help reopen borders without unleashing a second wave of the pandemic. But not all countries are on how best to handle the personal data that's collected. The UK and France think people should trust their health authorities to find such information on a central computer server. A loose coalition of other nations that includes Switzerland, Germany, and Italy aren't so sure. They believe data should be kept only on handsets so that it's impossible for governments to spy on their citizens. The U.S. Justice Department says that it is dropping the criminal case against U.S. President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Prosecutors have maintained for years that Flynn lied to FBI in 2017 about his talks with Russia's ambassador, and that the retired three-star general himself admitted as much in pleading guilty. But the U.S. Justice Department says that it's abandoning the case after reviewing the facts. While the decision could energize Trump supporters who've adopted Flynn as a cause, it will also add to Democratic complaints that Attorney General William Barr has been way too lenient and loyal to the president. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.